Our speaker this morning is a member of the Society of Jesus. He holds a master's degree in philosophy from Loyola University in Chicago and a doctorate in theology from the Gregorian University in Rome. He has taught for several years. He's also helped organize and publish the series of religion books for elementary schools, Christ Our Life, and that's also used in CCD programs. He's actively involved, in addition to being a very prolific writer, he's actively involved in several organizations, including the Institute on Religious Life, the Apostolate for Family Consecration, the Catholic Home Study Institute, and the Marian Catechists. He right now concentrates on writing and resides at the University of Detroit. So it's good to welcome a close neighbor of ours, and I couldn't help but think during the homily this morning that if it is difficult for a gifted person to be humble, I think our speaker this morning has a tough role to hold because he is certainly a very gifted writer. So let's welcome Father John Hart.
The Lord helps me with my humiliation by wearing a hearing aid. I can speak better, however, without it. Today, on the first day of October, there's only one subject I think we should talk about, and that is the rosary. October is the month of the Holy Rosary. Goes back to the early Middle Ages, and if there is one distinctive prayer of a Roman Catholic, it is the recitation of the Rosary. I'd like to address myself to three aspects of the subject. I'd like to also ask, how much time do I have? 15 minutes? 20 minutes? Well, seriously, 20 or so minutes.
30 minutes to look.
I would like to briefly answer three questions. What is the rosary? Why should we say the rosary? And most importantly, how? What is the rosary? The rosary is a prayer of faith, adoration, and petition addressed to God through the intercession of His Mother Mary. It is first of all, therefore, a prayer of faith. The 15 mysteries of the Rosary are a synthesis of our Catholic faith. Whatever we believe that is foundational to our Christian and Catholic life is contained in the 15 decades of the Rosary. What is the Rosary? It is a prayer of petition. In every Rosary, we are praying first by adoring God and professing our faith in His incarnation, in His life here on earth, and with emphasis, in his death, and especially in his resurrection. But in every rosary, we are asking for help. Every Hail Mary, as I've been telling my students over the years, has 10 parts to it. The verse 7 of Acts of Veneration of the Blessed Virgin. For the last 3 of Acts of Petition. And the petition begins by addressing Mary as Holy Mary, Mother of God, with that as a title. Then we ask, pray for us sinners. If there is one thing we need, my dear fellow sinners, if there is one thing we need, it is mercy from God. In greater or less measure, our autobiography is the story of our having sinned from the dawn of reason until the present day. In every rosary, therefore, we pray first of all that Our Lady might obtain from our Divine Son mercy. And the closer I approach to eternity, I didn't used to talk this way, even 10, not to say 30 years ago, but I do now. The closer we get to eternity, the more understandably concerned we are about what will be our state of life once the soul leaves our body. We beg for mercy. We ask God to forgive us our sins. And let me say it, if there is one theme in the Gospel, it is, we shall obtain as much mercy from God, we sinners, as we have shown mercy toward others. And God makes sure that sinners will enter our lives. God will make sure people will offend us, of the unkind, thoughtless, even unjust, maybe cruel. Every person who tries our patience, every person who we find difficult, is a gift from God, enabling us to obtain mercy from God, provided we are understanding, patient, and merciful toward others. In every Hail Mary, we pray, Holy Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now, cultivate the habit. I cannot give you a stronger or more valuable recommendation. Cultivate the habit of immediately asking for help from God. to all the ladies. You pick up the telephone. Don't just call. Immediately ask for help from God to all the ladies. Finally, still on what is the rosary? The rosary is a prayer of petition asking that God may be merciful to us before we enter eternal life. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. We believe as Catholics, in order to die in the grace of God, here it is not enough to have served God faithfully during life. Let me repeat, a lifetime practice of virtue is no guarantee of dying in the friendship of God. What must we also do? We must pray, beg, daily for the gift of final perseverance. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Who will receive the grace of final perseverance? Only the person who prays for it. May I recommend, this is part one of our reflections. Pray every day. When you recite the rosary, pray for the gift of dying in the friendship of God. Second question, why should we say the rosary? We should say the rosary because we need it. Unless we cultivate the habits, and there is no better habit to get into than to recite the rosary every day. Over the years in teaching my own Jesuit priests, I have told them, never give a homily, never give a sermon without telling your audience to do something. What's my recommendation to all of you? If you are not yet in the habit of doing so, say the rosary every day. May I ask, can't lose. How many of you are reciting the rosary every day? May I ask for a raising of hands? Thanks. For those who are not yet doing so, I couldn't think of a better day to start than October the 1st. And I've never done this before. Every day before I retire during the month of October, I'm going to ask my guardian angel to tell your guardian angel to keep you from falling asleep. I mean it. During the 31 days of October, I'm going to ask every night my guardian angel to keep you awake, a sleepless night. Then you'll find out, oh, that Jesuit. Every one of you, for the month of October, one rosary every day. And if I haven't said it before you retire, I'm going to make sure I'll pray that you won't be able to go to sleep. Every day. Why say the rosary? Because we need the daily contact with God. We are constantly talking, guess to whom? To ourselves. Human beings spontaneously are engaged in an animated soliloquy with themselves. Cultivate the habit. Why say the rosary? Because the key to achievement, even here on earth, and the condition for salvation in the life to come, is prayer. You want to know who's going to reach heaven? Those who during life have prayed. Do you want to know who's going to go to hell? Those who don't pray. Prayer is a condition for salvation. Recite the rosary every day. When we recite the rosary, it is not necessary that during the whole rosary we were conscious of the mystery on which we are meditating. What is important is that before we start saying the rosary, we place ourselves in God's presence and then say the Hail Marys. Finally, and most importantly, how should we watch it? Not only say the rosary, but the apostles of the rosary. First of all, say the rosary every day. Don't leave the home without it. Carry it with you. Again, I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm talking to men. How many of you have a rosary on their person? Tom, do you have any rosary in the stock here?
Over there? We have some of
them. And? You don't get have a rosary, get one. And Tom, you won't expect this. May I ask you to make a contribution of a rosary to every man this morning who asks for one? Will you, Tom? And send the bill to the Jesuits at Detroit University. Carry a rosary around wherever you go. Whenever I'm in a car, I say the rosary. Normally I ask the driver if he's a Catholic. But one day I was coming into the railroad station in Philadelphia to teach at an academic college about 40 minutes away from the railroad station. Took out my rosary and began saying it. Thought to myself, this man is mumbling, but during the whole rosary, he said something. Finally, after we finished, he said, Father, I'm a Presbyterian. I've never said the rosary in my life. I want to tell you, he became a Catholic. He never forgets. How to say the rosary? Thinking of God. The most important thing when we say the rosary is not necessarily to be thinking. If you can, by all means. About the specificity of the words you're saying, as far as you can, about the mystery you are reciting. The important thing when you say the rosary is to be in the presence of God. I cannot give you a more simple and practical recommendation for the rest of your lives. Whenever you start praying, meaning what? You stop thinking about yourself and the world in which you live, and at least for a split second, realize in whose presence you are. Think of God. Think of Our Lady. They are real. The most real world is not the world you can touch or hear or taste or with your bodily eyes see. The most important world is the invisible world of God. The angels and saints. Whatever else you do, when you say the rosary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, think of God. One more recommendation. I'm talking to men. The apostles of the rosary. You might feel silly. So what's wrong with feeling silly, provided it's in a good cause? Don't hesitate. Having an extra rosary or two with you to give to a friend. Remember our receptionist, a Protestant woman where I lived at St. Ignatius' residence on Park and 83rd in New York. She'd do favors for me, so I promised a rosary. She asked me, "Could you teach me how to say the rosary?" I did. Even invested $5 and a recording so she could recite the rosary. You married men. Oh, what a wonderful day this will be. If you come home tonight and talk to your wife, Mabel, Jennifer or Janine, you won't believe it. A Jesuit, I think his name was Harden, he talked to us this morning and he told us to say the rosary with our family. The wife will probably say, "Jim, I know you had a bad day. Are you feeling okay?" "Sure, I'm all right." Say the rosary with others. During the month of August for 9 days, I never met a Fatima in my life. But I was asked to give a series of lectures in Fatima. Paid my transportation to Portugal and back. When I got back, I even got a stipend for my services. Those 9 days, I can honestly say, at my age, changed my life. And there is one message about Lady of Fatima. It was and is to say the rosary. And what's the promise? The promise is she will work miracles. Remember the first miracle that Christ worked at Cana in Galilee? Because his mother asked him to. How many of you have seen the recent issue of all newspapers, the Wall Street Journal, for the front page feature article? Have you seen it? On Fatima. Have you seen it, Tom? Get it. The newspaper of the wealthiest nation in the world, all about finance and economics, very, very favorable that the breakdown of the Soviet Empire of godless communism was due to the faith of millions of Catholics in the power of Mary to work miracles, to the recitation of the rosary. I believe our own United States needs a moral miracle to stop the massive homicide of willful murder of 1.5 million children every year. The tragedy of broken families, broken homes, the tragedy of millions, slaves of the drug traffic. We are the wealthiest nation in history, materially, in many ways. We are among the poorest nations of the world, spiritually. We need Christ to work the moral miracle of converting America back to the God, except for whom there wouldn't be a United States. And we shall obtain that miracle for our own beloved country, provided humbly, like children, cultivate the habit of a daily recitation of the rosary. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, I beg you to ask your Divine Son to obtain for us. Well, you know better than we what we need. So that begging you daily in your holy rosary in this life, they may join you and your Son in that heavenly eternity for which we were made. Amen. Thank you for listening to me.
I know some of you may need to leave, and that's fine. You can go ahead and do that, but we will take some time for questions.
I'm wondering if you would digress from the holy subject to another subject and use some of your expertise. This is the Catholic Weekly, and I just discovered in here the Catholic religious programs adopted sex education, and there are five areas, five programs that they have accepted. Would you comment on those, please?
Well, I just glanced at some of the sex education programs that are being introduced. Sex education is an ambiguous term. As thoroughly understood in educational circles, sex education is education in sexual experience. On the mistaken premise that provided children from already the first grade, provided they know all about sex, they will not then become slaves of sex. That is an unwarranted assumption. I noticed among the recommended programs for sex is one that the Holy See asked me to analyze, called New Creation. I spent almost a year analyzing, and I would say it is typical of the sex education programs involved in our country. Here's what I found. Of course, this religion series, how it pains me to say this, carries a bishop's imprimatur. The program for 8 years portrays a Christ who is a human person with our own sex passions, and we'll learn to learn from him on how he controlled his sexual drives. My God, that Christ is not the second person of the Trinity. This program assumes that there is no original sin, that children can be exposed to sexual stimulation all through their young years, and by some miracle, not become sex preoccupied. All 8 years are 8 years of indoctrinating the children in hardcore feminism. The children are told that the biggest problem in the world is the domination of women by men. It is a patriarchal society in which we live that is the main reason for the problems that our nation is experiencing. Thanks for the question.
Father, why is more said correctly in the church about the importance of the rosary? You don't seem to hear much about it in the parishes. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, as you know, in the United States, and this goes back already to before the Second Vatican Council, there has been a movement to create what I can only call, because they call it, the American Catholic Church. And one of the features of this American Catholic Church is to go beyond and grow up, and as a consequence, give up such practices as piety, as they call them, as a recitation of the rosary. And the problem is deeper than most people realize. Last month, I began my 22nd year in working for the Holy See. In more than one part of our country, there were ideas, liturgies, educational programs adult education that is based on premises that are not those of historic Catholicism. In other words, there's been a widespread secularization of American society, which has deeply infected the Catholic Church. Any other questions, comments?
Is it possible to place too much emphasis on Mary and lose sight of Jesus? Is that possible? Is that possible that some people get off track in that way?
Could you repeat the question?
Is it possible for some to get off track by placing too much emphasis on Mary and the Rosary?
I'd say no. With this proviso, there's no question for us Catholics that Mary is the Mother of God. Once we realize that a woman, Mary of Nazareth, conceived the living God in her womb and gave birth to a creator, it is then objectively impossible to give Mary too much attention. However, to answer your question, I'd say it is not possible to give Mary too much attention, or to be, quotes, too devoted to memory. It is possible for a person who does not understand his Catholic faith, for his devotion to memory, not to be founded on solid Catholic doctrine. Mary, as we say, had to be pre-redeemed herself. Christ, and not she, redeemed the world. Christ is the God. Except for his death on the cross, none of us would be saved. However, and this is where I would also recommend to all of you, learn your faith. We are the most academically educated nation in human history. But sadly, with all the education we have, from Azines through zoology, we can be babbling babes when it comes to understanding our faith. I finished my university study before I became a Jesuit, and I spent 15 more years in study before I began teaching theology, after 31 years. Learn the faith. It is possible to have a devotion to Mary, which is not founded as solidly as it should be on the Church's teaching.
Pastor uses the term old church versus new church in regards to the rosary and other devotions. I'm wondering whether you could comment on that. He suggests that we go to the Bible rather than the rosary.
Yes. After 20 years of being covered with Vatican axle grease, you have no illusions about the depth and gravity of the crisis in the Catholic Church in materially super-developed countries like America. To illustrate what your question implied, people talking about the old church and the new church, and of course, what they imply is that those who still belong to the old church, well, they are becoming senile. Every single major threat to the Catholic Church in America today is labeled with the adjective new. New age, new theology, new creation. Christ tells us, he is with us all days, even to the end of the world. It is the same Jesus Christ who founded the church, but hear it, the word founded has two meanings. The church was founded on the unchangeable Christ. But the church's foundation is the unchangeable Christ. No wonder these people who are talking about a new church are also talking about a new morality. There is no old and new church for the best of reasons, because there is no old and new Christ. Thanks for listening to me.